Wonderful people, great listeners, wherever you are in the world, we are welcoming you to this edition of the News Hour, coming to you from London. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. You're joining us this day on the 8th day of May in the year of our Lord 2013. Once again, I'm Nnamdi Kanu. We are coming to you from London. This is Radio Biafra. You can get us via www.radiobiafralondon.com. So radiobiafra.co, we must say, not Radio Biafra London anymore, but radiobiafra.co or biliehumanrights.org or biaframediaonline.com. biaframediaonline.com. If you're lucky enough to be getting Radio Biafra and other people are not getting it, please put it on your Facebook page. Anybody listening should put it on Radio Biafra Facebook page that you can reach us. If you're having difficulties because of the volume of traffic coming, our server cannot cope anymore because all of you are logging on at the same time. Please, 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 please do bear with us. We are doing everything we can to make sure that we expand our server to be able to accommodate more than 2 million listeners every evening. We are the largest indigenous broadcaster anywhere in the sub-Saharan continent of Africa. Once again, you're welcome. We are coming to you from London this very day. Normally, we would have been relaying to Nairobi, but we're not doing so for the time being. We want to get a transmission that will cover the entire West Africa. Our good brothers in Australia are working tirelessly hard to make sure that becomes possible. This evening, I'm joined by Chukwune Ebunyeze Ekpa and also Dr. Chukwuma Egemba. Do not forget that Radio Biafra comes to you every evening without fail. Every evening you receive Radio Biafra without fail. Every evening. Please, if this is your first time, go and tell people that Radio Biafra is real. If you are not seeing the live icon, If you are not seeing the live icon on your screen, do not be alarmed. Even ourselves, we are finding it difficult. Our technicians are finding it very, very hard getting in to be able to switch on the switch that says we are live on air. So if you don't see it, do not panic, do not despair that this is a live program coming to you all the way from London. This evening is just gone slightly 4 minutes past 7 p.m. in the evening. On this nice, it's not been as fabulous as it's been this past few days. But before I proceed to go and give you the headlines, I'll go to Ipa to please say hello to all of you. Please, Ipa, if you can say hello to our wonderful listeners before we proceed, please. Ipa, are you there? Yeah, Chibuni Ebunyezi, Ipa, are you there? Okay, I don't think they can hear us very well for some strange reason. Chukwune Ebunezi is not able to follow us, is not able to hear us. Please, if you're joining us for the very first time, that this is Radio Biafra, this is the only place where you can hear the truth. This is the only place where everything we are doing is geared towards making sure that we bring you Biafra in truth and honesty. Is Dr. Egemba there at all? Dr. Egemba, are you there? We are unable to feed in properly this evening for some strange reason. We don't know what exactly is happening, but we'll try and rectify that as quickly as possible. If you're coming to us this day, this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you from London. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. Please, you know the number to call. The number to call is on your screen. The number to contact Radio Biafra on is on your screen. Please, for those of you on Skype, you must give us time. We are coming. We are going to fix everything, and you should be able to come to us as usual. Please do not despair. Do not panic that this is Radio Biafra. Here, anything we tell you we are going to do, we invariably do it. We are not missing our words when we say that we are looking for Biafra in truth and honesty. We are not going to go back in any way, shape, or form until we bring you Biafra. That is what we are here for. We are not going away, please, but we must make sure that our live buttons are switched on so that people visiting the main website of Radio Biafra will know that we are on air. So please, we have to give you a very brief musical interlude, our patriotic song. This is not our national anthem. It is our patriotic song. Please, while we try to rectify this and then come back to you, whatever you do, do not go away. This is Radio Biafra coming to you from London.
Mm-hmm. kasili umuenu Angananti okumu Angananti asili umuenu Ibi mena numu agasilele Angananti asili umuenu Angananti okumu Angananti asili umuenu Ibi mena numu agasilele
Yes, great people, wonderful Biafrans, we are coming back to you again. That this is Radio Biafra. We asked you not to go anywhere, not to go away, and we meant exactly that. We can't get our switch to come on because of the volume of traffic on the website. We welcome all of you. And as I said previously, we have Dr. Chukwuma Egemba with us this evening, and also Chukwunye Bunyeze. Wherever you're joining us from this evening, that this is Radio Biafra, the most listened to radio station anywhere on the web, on this planet. We can assure you that because we have the Biafran family scattered all over the world. We welcome you from wherever you may be joining us from this very evening in London. It could be good morning somewhere. It could be good afternoon somewhere else. It could even be good night in some places. But here in London, it is just gone 10 minutes past 7 p.m. in the evening, and we're welcoming you. We know there are ardent listeners of Radio Biafra. Some of you who have pinned all your hopes on Radio Biafra, we cannot let you down. We cannot disappoint you. There are some challenging questions coming our way, which we will be able to address as they go on, because at Radio Biafra, everything is discussed in the open. We got a call from our brother Christian from Ireland saying some things, some concerns that people have. We are here to allay those fears today. But before we proceed to go and bring you the headlines, please, I'll go to Dr. Egemba to please say hello to you before we proceed. Please, doctor.
Hello, our listeners all over the world. Good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you very, very much. And if Chukwunye Bunyeze is there, please, can you say hello to our wonderful listeners before we proceed?
Yeah, welcome our wonderful listeners wherever you're listening over the world, and you are welcome to this wonderful program today. And I hope you were going to interact and then achieve a lot in today's program.
Absolutely, I agree. We will not hesitate. It's gone, just gone past 11 minutes past 7 o'clock in the evening here in London. We'll go to bring you the headlines, the main principal standout headlines. There are a lot of them competing for space. There are a lot of headlines, a lot of news items, which are already also on Radio Biafra website competing for space this evening. We are reporting to start with that Rocha Sokrocha has betrayed the Igbo people. Rocha Sokrocha has betrayed the Imo people. Rocha Sokrocha have actually betrayed even Ojukwu himself, who is in his grave. Rocha has abandoned APGA and defected to the Hausa Party, CPC, more or less. APC, they are calling it, but we know it is CPC, it is Buhari's party. This was the reason why he was seen dining with Gowon, dining with all the people that killed Igbo people, bringing Islam into Imo State. The truth is now out. When Radio Biafra reported this, a lot of people did not believe what we were telling them, but it is now out for all to see that Rocha Sokrocha has now abandoned Abga that gave him power. This was a man that tried to contest for the presidency under ACN or whatever they call it, AMPP or whatever it's called, or ACN, whatever useless Hausa party that it is. I'm not interested in them, so I don't even bother to know what the names are, but a Hausa party. He was roundly defeated. He did not go anywhere. He tried to come into PDP. They didn't let him. He tried to contest the presidency. No one gave him ticket. No one listened to him. He came to Abga that was formed by Chekwa Sokorie and led by our late leader, His Excellency Dim Odumegwujukwu, and they gave him ticket to be the Imo State governor. Lo and behold, this man has now abandoned our people, abandoned Imo State, abandoned the Abga, abandoned everything that he swore to uphold, to join Hausa people, to join a new alliance of AP, of it's called APC. Anyway, it is Congress, CPC of Buhari and Yoruba people. Basically, a combination of Tinubu and Buhari party for transformed into APC. That is where Rocha Sokrocha has now found his home. As somebody said on Radio Biafra website, he has now found his home. That is where he belongs. He has gone back to his people. So when we say that some of these people are not Igbo people, a lot of people don't quite understand it. They say it is politics in Nigeria, but we are saying that this is politics gone too far. This man has left the party that put him in power and defected to another party altogether. So in as much as Abga is concerned in Imo State, it's absolutely dead. We are also reporting today that a new Igbo group has sprung up. The name is the name of this group is Ndi Igbo Peace Movement. It's called NPM, Ndi Igbo Peace Movement, who are now alleging that Nigeria is in the middle of a religious war, which we all know, and Radio Biafra has been preaching for a very long time. We are in the middle of a religious war. That is what we know from time immemorial. That is what we have always known. And we are telling people this evening that it is now dawning on a lot of Igbo people that we are in the middle of a religious war in Nigeria, that Muslims are hunting down Christians and killing them, that Muslims are going from door to door massacring people in the northern part of Nigeria. It is now very, very clear for everybody to see. On top of that, we are reporting this evening that there is mayhem, massacre, and killing of a lot of people in Borno State. That Borno State is burning, that nothing less than 55 soldiers were killed. Nothing less than 55 soldiers, Nigerian soldiers, were killed by Islamic militants in Borno State. That area has been abandoned to Boko Haram to do with as they please since after the Baga massacre. And they retaliated yesterday in a very grand coordinated strike from everywhere, killing everybody and freeing 150 prisoners. They burnt down the local government buildings. They burnt down government buildings. This is what Boko Haram is doing in the northern part of Nigeria. There is a full-scale war going on in the northern part of Nigeria. Nigeria will not tell it is a war, but we know it is a war, and we keep reporting it, keep bringing to our listeners the truth of the matter in Nigeria, where truth is always hidden, where truth is always swept under the carpet. This evening also, we are bringing you the news that the President of the United States, President Barack Obama, is sending a team to Nigeria to come and investigate the Baga massacre. He is sending a team. He doesn't trust the lies coming from Nigeria. He is sending a team ahead of what he pledged previously, that he will no longer support Nigerian military if they continue along the path that they have chosen. The Nigerian ambassador to Washington is crying foul because you know he has failed in his mission to persuade the American government not to send this investigative team, independent team coming from the United States to come and investigate the massacre. We are asking, why did nobody come to investigate Ezu River? Why was it that the United States never sent anybody when the bodies were found in Ezu River? That is what we're going into, which is the Radio Biafra editorial for today. We are asking Peter Obi to release the autopsy report on the Ezu River victims. That Peter Obi, the governor of Anambra State, elected by the people of Anambra State, who was helped into office by the late general himself, His Excellency, we are now saying, please, 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 people should tell people should tell Peter Obi to release the autopsy report. He must release the autopsy report about the Ezu River. We are not forgetting Peter Obi was implicated by the Nigerian police. What Radio Biafra is reporting is that Peter Obi himself was mentioned as the person that asked the police to mass bury the people that their bodies were found on the river. Peter Obi gave the order to the Nigerian police. This is part of the deposition made by the Nigerian police themselves when the Senate committee sat at Awka. They sat in Awka to take testimonies from people. They went to Amansia. They went to Enugu as well to take witness statements regarding the bodies recovered from Ezu River. They told us that they were doing autopsy. Now the autopsy result is out. Can we then please ask Peter Obi, what are you doing with the result of the autopsy? Is it because you are implicated? Is that why? Is that the reason why you are holding back these reports? Why is Peter Obi holding back the reports of the autopsy? And what are we going to do to be able to get them to bring out this result? Because it's very, very important. We want to know who killed our people. We want to know who killed our brothers. We want to know precisely what happened. So please, if you're calling us this evening, this is the main points we are covering: the treachery of the so-called politicians, the backstabbing of the governors, the people we elected into office to guide us, the people that we gave the mantle of leadership of Ndibo to, the people that we thought were going to lead us into Biafra. Now they have disappointed us. As always, always they will disappoint us. All these politicians always without fail disappoint us. We can now see why we don't want to involve them in the issues of Radio Biafra, why we want to keep them away. Today we are reporting that Rochas Okorocha have now abandoned the party that put him into power in Imo State. He has abandoned the legacy he claimed he was going to build for our people. Instead, he is busy Islamizing Imo State. Instead, he is busy romancing with the same people that killed our people. Instead, this man is busy trying to destroy every vestige of prestige, of our tradition, of our culture in Imo State. How long can we tolerate this type of nonsense? On the other hand, the killer himself, who is Peter Obi, the man who presided over the massacre of his own people, who ordered Hausa people to shoot at sight at Anambra State, is now sitting upon the result of the autopsy of the people he ordered to be killed and their bodies disposed of. These are evidence collected by the Senate committee, not by Radio Biafra, reporting that the commissioner of police named Peter Obi as the person that gave him the order to bury the dead bodies in a mass grave. And it is Nsoala in Igbo land. For people who understand Igbo culture, it is against the law of the land to mass bury people. We don't do mass burial where we come from. Peter Obi is giving us mass burial and we are not going to have it. Please, if you have anything to say, please do come in.
Director, I'm highly disappointed to hear what is going on in Igbo land and the appointment coming from Anambra and Imo State, and how far the governors have come to let the whole people down, the people that have voted them into power, and we are very, very, very ashamed of what they're doing. How can we give our vote to somebody who will just cross carpet at any time? You know, several of those old people who have actually made them, you know, who they are. Are they true Democrats, or are they true representative of the people? I'm really, really disappointed, and I still call for Peter Obi to release those the result of the autopsy that they've
Doctor, are you there?
Diane.
Yes, please. As Iqbal was saying, Iqbal is calling for the result of the autopsy to be released. We want to know why. This is one issue we are not going to allow to die down. We don't want this issue to disappear. We don't want this issue to get away, because Radio Biafra promised that as long as we are on the air, we'll keep reminding people about the injustice of Ezu River and to have it corrected. Why is it that Obama and the United States government is sending people to go to the north to investigate when similar number of people was found dumped in a river and nobody has investigated? The Senate committee, due to the pressure put on them by Radio Biafra and other media houses, quickly, hastily convened a committee to look into it. Now they have looked into it, they have reported, they have ordered for autopsy to be carried out. That autopsy has been carried out, and the result, despite all the delays, the prevarication, all the miscarriage of justice, now the result is out. Why won't Peter Obi release the result of the autopsy?
Because the answer is simple: because he has something to hide. He knows that he was fully and completely implicated in the massacre in the body of people found in Ezu River. He knows what happened to those bodies. He knows how and from where those bodies came to be in the river. So he is trying to see if he can use the lethargies or silence to make the matter go away. So Peter B knows what he's doing. Maybe he may have to, we may have to use legal means to get him to, or rather to force him to release the autopsy result. If it is Nigeria is where legal matters go straightforward, then it could be an easy legal matter, get an injunction and force the governor to release the result. But that is not the Nigerian legal system being what it is. If you go to court now, we may not get answer in a year. So it is rather very, very unfortunate. But whatever happens, it may take time, which we don't have, but we have to exercise patience and wait. He must have to produce those autopsy results. If you don't want to do it himself, he will be forced to do that.
Yes, thank you very much. Let us see if Epa is also of the opinion. Epa, you were saying that he has to get the result out. Dr. Egemba is also saying the same thing. What are we going to do? How do we compel him? Doctor seems to be of the opinion that we have to go to court. We go to court and then we wait. And then, you know, who knows how many years or millennia that will take for a decision to be reached. How can we prevail upon P2B? Every Biafran, every listener of Radio Biafra, everybody who is interested in justice, everybody who is interested in justice and getting the right thing done, how do we prevail upon this man who only God knows where he came from, upon the Anambra people, this man that took the money of Anambra people to go and build a shopping mall in Abuja when there is no shopping center, there is no lockup shop where he comes from. This is a man who has bled the people dry, using the money of the state to prop up his own private banking, his own private business empire. What are we going to do to compel this man to release the results of the people that he himself ordered to be killed? There are three abominations here. He killed the people. He asked the police to shoot at sight to kill these innocent people. They were slaughtered. They were killed. We'll come to the issue of mass up that didn't even ask or look after their members. They were slaughtered. They were killed. Secondly, the second abomination is asking for the bodies to be disposed in a river, which is not the way we do things where we come from. And thirdly, asking for the mass burial of these bodies without due process, without proper investigations. Are you there? Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, hello. I'm hearing what you're saying. What is happening in Anambra State is really very, very pathetic. You see what Peter Obi has been doing and even the aspirants, like somebody like Rifani and all those people who are even trying to replace him. You see what they did by ordering and bringing all the traditional rulers in Anambra State to Lagos. Nothing, such a thing have never happened in anywhere else in Nigeria.
Yeah, but we are talking about specifically, it wasn't P2B that sent them to Lagos. It was
even I'm about trying, that. I'm trying to tell you about the caliber of people to replace him. See, the problem is I'm trying to widen it a bit so people understand what is going on the ground. You see, the situation in Anambra, the way to compare P2B to do it is to, you know, enlighten the people and then, you know, if he doesn't want to release the autopsy, we have to tell the reason because he has something to hide. He is one responsible for ordering the death of those people, and then we will have to let him know that unless he releases the autopsy, we will have to assume that he's one that ordered the killing, and then we hold him responsible for it. If he feels that he's not the one responsible, then he should release the results so that we know what the result of the autopsy is. But as long as he suppresses and sits on it, and he means he's the one responsible for the ordering of the killing of these people and the order of the police, because he's the chief security officer of the state. He's one who's in, you know, in control of the police. Whatever the police is doing within the state, he's one that is actually in charge. So what I know is that the report is now on his desk. He should release it. If not, then he's sometimes sorry to hide, and then we'll have to hold him responsible for it.
But how do we hold? This is what we say all the time. We write, we talk, we
we don't we don't we don't uh, we we don't uh, we don't when we say something, we do it. What it is that we, there's nothing we can do except either to go through the legal means, like we have taken Nigeria to court, we have to either take him to court to get an injunction and see what happens, or we will enlighten the people to rise up against him. Yeah, that's the only way we could do it, or compel him to do it. There's no other way we can compel him to do it. Either we do it peacefully or we do it, there's no other way to compel him to release the result. But I'm sure that other people who have that result is not only on his desk. There's also some other people have it.
But why the reluctance to release the result of the autopsy? And again, looking at this whole issue of Rochas Okorocha working with these people, defecting, looking for vice presidential slot. Everybody's looking to be the vice president of Hausa people. Of course, it's understandable because it will allow them the leeway to even steal more money, the leeway to even take more money. We know that very, very well. But what we are saying is, Doctor, how do we begin to, is there any way, how do we begin to sanitize? Because there is no hope. If you're looking at, nothing stops anybody coming in to replace Peter Obi from being worse than Peter Obi. Nothing stops all these governors that we have from behaving with utter recklessness and impunity. Nobody cares, nobody gives a damn. If you ask them to say, oh, there is a game plan that we are playing, there is a grand plan, something is happening. What is that thing happening? Nobody knows. The senators are keeping quiet, the House of Reps are keeping quiet. Look at how the Hausas are coming out, look at how the Fulanis are coming out, joining together, the Muslim knot coming together and saying that we don't want Goodluck Jonathan to continue. It is our turn. If he stays there, there will be no more Nigeria. Why don't we have people that can come out and speak this way who are in the same Nigeria that these other people inhabit?
It is rather very unfortunate because in the first place, we have Anambra State House of Assembly, who is supposed to be the representative of the people. Since the issue of Ezuri Zivra come up, I have not heard or read anywhere where Anambra State House of Assembly as the legislative representative of the people has come up taking a stand. As a matter of fact, the House of Assembly can more or less force governor to do something, but because of the way the constitution is structured, the governors are made to behave above the law. They don't respect the legislature. It is the legislature that is supposed to come, or the governor to come to the house and explain to them what happened to those bodies. To come to the house to let the governor explain the reason why he is not releasing the results of the autopsy. If the autopsy has not been carried out or the results not known, then it will be acceptable to keep waiting and hoping. But now that they have come out and announced that the autopsy has been carried out and the result is out, that it is too sensitive to be released, that means something is going, something is wrong somewhere. And the House of Assembly of the state, who's supposed to at least help the matter a little bit, they are not helping the matter. As Eba said a little bit, as Eba said, the people could also help here by coming out in mass and demanding what happened to these bodies.
The question remains, how do you mobilize people? It's easy to say, let people, why people will come out on the street. But they have to be mobilized. They have to be organized to do something. Yes,
I agree. This is where even they are saying there is a different organization can do this. There is a trade unions. There is a lot of non-governmental organizations. Maybe this is where Bilier may come in. And I understand and agree that the issue of leadership, who will mobilize these people to call them to action, is lacking. This is a very big vacuum within our society, and there's no time. Nothing is happening. And can it be that our people cannot borrow leave for what is happening in the north? The people are coming out. The governors are coming out. Some people are coming out saying, no, we don't want this, that if their people don't win the election in 2015, they will make Nigeria ungovernable. It is already ungovernable. I don't know how more ungovernable they are going to make the country be as it is now.
Maybe it's the declaration of Arewa. They will go in and declare Arewa. Let's bring Eba in here to find out precisely how and what they feel or what he thinks wish you be able to do in order for us to be able to get this thing done? Because we come on air sometimes and we say mobilize people, but people are hungry. How do you mobilize people at home without employment? People who are starving, they have to be able to eat at least before they go on the street and start waving placard. Because if you can't wave placard on an empty stomach, can you? Eba?
We cannot wave placards, and all. That's not what we are doing. You know, Biafra exists to enlighten the people. You see, we are doing quite a lot, more than you know you think. And some people are listening to Radio Biafra. We only have to tell them and enlighten them and tell them exactly what's happening and, you know, the atrocities that people are committing, so that we will not give those people who are committing the atrocities to continue to commit those atrocities, so that those things will stop, so that we will have a very good and a very good society where, you know, we respect life and property, where people will you know, will walk the streets and feel safe. That whatever crime you commit, no matter how long, you know, people will bring you to justice. So we will continue to hammer on it. So don't think that what we are doing is quite small. We could be able to call on the people of Anambra State to register their protest, publish it on our website, publish it on newspapers, continue to create awareness on this particular thing, and keep the pressure on. That is the only way to mobilize people. We are the only way, because people are... There are disillusioned. There's no leadership, like Dr. Gemba said. There's no leadership.
Yeah, but they have people running about and saying that that they are doing something.
I'm trying to explain to you. There's even no replacement. You see, that's what I was trying to say. Tell you about the Obama. I was even trying to replace him. Who mobilized people and took them to Lagos, which an Obama would never do. An Obama man would not want to launch a political party. And then he will come to Igbo land and bring all the Obas and all the people to come to Igbo land and launch a party for Yoruba land. But how would some man coming to Igbo land to come and launch a party for it? It's never heard of by any other people except Igbo. They are so pathetic. Who wants to be a governor of a state in Igbo land go to Lagos to come and then call all the traditional leaders, and they stupidly went there. You know,
that is what is happening.
They brought shame upon Igbo land and on their titles.
But they don't really care. These men that traveled to Lagos left their so-called kingdoms, all these so-called 999 ancient kingdoms they have in Igbo land. I haven't seen such a thing before. They left it, some of them from Anambra State, about 60 of them went to Lagos because Ifeanyi Ubah called them. How can somebody summon traditional rulers to travel to Lagos to talk to them? Yeah, when sometimes I think about these things and it really, really makes me wonder. I begin to wonder what sort of planet some of us are coming from sometimes. That this is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, we are coming to you from London this evening. There is no problem at all. We cannot identify any problem at all. The only thing is that the switch is not on the website showing that we are live, but we can guarantee you that we are live, that this is live from London. And to confirm that the time now is 19:35 and 15 seconds to be very, very precise. We are coming to you live all the way from London to every end of the earth where you can receive Radio Biafra. If you have any internet enabled, any internet accessible device, you should be able to receive Radio Biafra on it. We keep promising you, but we are saying that we are working on our app. It's a very expensive business to have an app and to keep updating it all the time, but we are doing that and we don't want you to despair. Those of you who are on Skype, please, we are acknowledging all your presence and very shortly we'll start to take your calls. If you want to call the telephone, the telephone line to call is +44. We are asking Christian Wosu, who is on Skype, to wait. If you are on Skype, please, we are asking you to wait. The number to call again is +44 78 313 08 376. I repeat, +44, which is the number for UK, 78 313 08 376. If you're joining us, that this is Radio Biafra. Let's go and take our first caller for today. Please, this is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Hello. What is your name, please?
Hello.
Yes.
My name is Christian from India.
Christian from India, go ahead. The whole world is listening.
Yes, it's really a pity that a boy of 34 years or 35 years old, I think Oba is about that age range, somewhat his parents, his fathers, to be precise, the kings, they left their place just because of $3,000. That is hungry. Hunger is disturbing those traditional rulers. They left the custodian of their place to Lagos, where it is really an abomination. It's an abomination as far as I'm concerned. To answer such boy because of money and forgetting your own people responsibility at all. Secondly, coming down to that, come back to that issue of Izu River. I think there is how we can mobilize these people, Mr. Kenny. I don't know how it seems over there, but I am very, very much willing to be precise. I will be leaving Indian by next week to Nigeria. If it is any way possible for me to get anybody, whatever amount it will cost to mobilize people from Anambra area, for us to protest, detail a very strong protest to make sure we get results and make them release that autopsy report, because really it's really a saddening thing to see young youths, Igbo youths, being killed by the day like chickens. It's really bad, my brother. I think that is the only way we can go about it. Because if we go through the court, it's going to really... They will still manipulate the court. These guys, they have that powers. They will still manipulate the court. But by the time we press the state assembly, which is puppet in the hands of the governor, then I think when we insist on strong protests, there must be a result. That result must be shown. And even when they doctor that result, we can still reconduct autopsy. That is the truth. It is really saddening. Each time I hear Igbo land...
Yeah, but what is stopping us? What is stopping our people? That is what I am really, really concerned about. What is stopping our people from taking the lead in this? Why must they wait for Radio Biafra to take the lead from London? Why can't they take the lead back home? What is stopping them?
It is greed. It is greed.
There's nothing that is stopping them. They said that we lack leadership. We lack leadership. And it's that leadership that we are trying to provide. And if he... If you look around, you find out that there's nobody there that actually to do what we are doing, and we are trying to fill in a gap that is seriously existing, and basically that is the only way we could achieve something.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please. Hello.
Hello.
This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are calling from, please.
Can you hear me? Hello.
Very, very well. We can hear you. Can you go ahead and say what you want to say? We can hear you very well. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Go ahead and tell us what you... Go ahead. Go ahead, please. From Thailand. Go ahead. What is your name?
Yeah, Nzedike calling from Thailand.
Nzedike from Thailand. Go ahead, please.
Yes. So, this is... I need to say thank you for what you guys have been doing.
Yes.
Yes.
You're not.
I only wanted to say thank you for your guys, as in what you have been doing.
Yes.
You guys have been doing a nice job.
Thank you.
Not only that, it is true. I just signed in. It's true. I've not been following the headline. That is the headlines. But I only wanted to say thank you because I believe.
Yeah. Hello. I think maybe your line is a bit unstable. Is Dr. Gemba there?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. Yes. We keep going back to what our brother said, Christian said from India. Unfortunately, we couldn't hold him on the line for very long.
Yes, I heard what he said.
You heard what he said. Yeah, please go ahead. What do you have to say? Because he's talking about how can one person go home and begin to mobilize. This is what we are saying about collectively doing something. This is why all these 10-man committee, council in each country is important. You cannot just go home only yourself and mobilize people in Anambra to protest about the Izu River thing. It's not done that way. Nothing will come of it.
Yes. What we are going to do is there is power in Ikudun, in one person taking initiative. It could be that if he goes home and Radio Biafra supports him and they try to call up some other organizations and link up with some other organizations, then we can make a headway. Now, I don't know the process and procedure of getting permission. permission to carry out a demonstration. Because what I would not want to do is for demonstration, a peaceful demonstration, to be called and carried out. It will either be hijacked or be they will just turn around to say that it is violent, then they will find an excuse to start to kill our people again. Although sometimes, somehow, along the line, in the process of fighting for freedom, people, some people will have to die in the process. There's no doubt about that. But we need to at least make sure that we follow the due process by applying for permission for a demonstration to be carried out. Then, and call to Radio Biafra, tell other organizations to come out at a certain date and venue, more especially in government house in Oka Anambra State, to go and tell the governor, to compel the governor to say, listen, we want the result of all these autopsy results. What happened? We want to find out how our people died. Then from there, then we will take it. Then if the governor refuses, then quite honestly, we can't have any other way we can compel him to release this result. But if a big number of people come out to demonstrate peacefully and say this is with a specific demand, with press coverage here and there, and followed up with a letter to some either American embassies and some other international organizations, then I think pressure can be brought to bear on him, directly or indirectly, to get him to release this result. People want to have a closure of what happened to their people and what happened to the body as well. So it is up to the governor. He has to, because he knows that he is not going to run for office again.
Absolutely. Yes, doctor, let's try and take this call. Stay where you are. Let's try and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Okay, I'm calling from Abuja.
From Abuja, yes. Go ahead. What would you like to say?
My opinion is about the Israelis, about the Jews. I want to say about the Jewish.
Please, can you lower your device, because it's interfering? Your line is not very clear, but the broadcast itself is better now. Go ahead. Yes, it's better now. Go ahead.
All right. So what I'm saying now, the issue of this issue now, the issue.
I can still hear the device running on the background. Yes, we have lost him completely. Please, if you're joining us, we must plead with you. Please lower your device, lower your handset, lower your computer, lower your laptop, lower your iPad, any device you're using to listen to Radio Biafra. Please lower it when you call us, so we can hear you and the world can hear you as well. You cannot be listening to your voice two times. It's not very good. You can't listen to your voice over your phone, as well as want to hear your voice come out of your device as well. Please, that is not going to help us at all. It brings in a lot of delay and you know, makes us appear as if we're not serious about what we are doing. It is very, very important that once you're connected to us, once you're through to the studio, you go ahead and make a point. Turn everything around you off. Turn it down if possible and speak to us through the means by which you have called us. That should make our life a lot more easier. If you're joining us again, that this is Radio Biafra. Have with me Dr. Chukwuma Egemba as well as Chukwuma Ebunyeze Ekpa. If you want to join this conversation, the number is always on the screen, and we are hoping and we are praying that you should be able to join us, because this is your radio station. Radio Biafra belongs to you, and please call us to give us your views. What is your name, please, and where are you calling from? Hello? Have we lost him? I think maybe the line is gone. They called us from Skype. We think that the line is gone. Please try and call us back. If you called us from Skype, please try and call us back. And also, the caller from Abuja, we are asking you to please try and call us back. And whilst doing that, turn your system down. It should make life a lot more easier for us. Let us go and try and see if we can take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from. Hello. Hello. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, very well, loud and clear. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, Mr. Nzedike, calling from Thailand.
Yes, Nzedike, calling from Thailand. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. In regards to the topic at hand, that is in regards to what you're saying about the Ezu River killing, I think that should not be an issue. That is, I don't really believe that should be a problem whereas the House of Senate, that is the people that prompted him to, that is Mr. Obi, to for the autopsy, I think they should be asking for the result of the autopsy. I don't believe it is a very big problem to relieve.
So hang on a second. So if your brother or your relative or your cousin was among the people killed, you would say let's just leave it like that to Senate?
No, I'm not saying that. No, I can never say that. I cannot say how for them to leave it like that. It is not possible to leave it like that. After all, those are human beings. Those people that were killed are our brothers. They are our brothers, so we must seek for the result of the autopsy. But I'm not saying that you should leave it. No, it's not going to be possible. They must release the result, and I believe it's not going to be a problem for them to release it.
It is a problem. If not, why have they not released it for nearly 2 months? Why, if it is not a problem, why have they not released it? There are people buried in mass graves all over Igbo land. In Anambra State, there are nothing less than 6 mass graves, which is against the laws of our land, against our tradition, against our way of life, to mass bury people. It is not the way we do things. Are you telling me that we should leave it to Hausa and Yoruba senators to put pressure on P2B to release the result?
No. I'm not trying to insinuate that. I'm not trying to say that. All I am trying to say is we have registration, and we know that these are the people that are meant to say something about our view. That is the registration. Why did you elect them? I said, what are they doing? I wonder what they are doing, because I know they have been bribed.
Yes, of course, you may. Yes,
know exactly what happened.
My brother, stay on. My brother, hang on a second. My brother from Thailand, Egemba, wants to has something to say. Please hold on. Yes, doctor, go ahead.
What I find difficult to understand is, does it mean that apart from the governor, is there nobody in Anambra State or a group or a body in Anambra State that can talk, that can say something that the governor can listen to and action on? Does it mean that the governor is the most powerful, the alpha and omega in the state, that he don't have anybody?
Don't you know these things already? That the governor of a state is a local chief.
The alpha and the omega.
Absolutely, he can do. If our traditional rulers can leave Anambra State to go to Lagos to collect $3,000 from Ifeanyi Oba, they left their so-called kingdoms to go to Lagos to go and collect $3,000. So what is it that a sitting governor cannot do? What we are saying
is that we are doomed as a people. Then, if the governor of the state can do anything he likes and get away with it without question, without any sort of reprimand, without any looking back.
Of course, we are doomed. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are. Hello. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are. I think we may have lost them. Please, is Eba there? Eba, can you hear me? Hello, Eba, can you come in?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Go ahead, please.
The thing is that we are how we are going to get compel him to actually release those results. It's what we have to really consider.
Exactly. Let us ask this caller, please. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, Tochukwu calling from China.
Tochukwu calling from China. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my brother, I'm really, really confused. As I'm here, and I'm really, really confused about what is happening in Igbo land. Because look at those people we call our fathers, the traditional rulers, have been the one putting themselves in a so low that following what is his name, Oba, to Lagos. For what? Okay, we Igbos, there is a question we need to ask anybody that want to contest for governorship in Igbo land. Just like what Peter Obi did in Chopping Mall in Abuja. There have been a lesson to us. We have to look into their profile. What they have done in Igbo land, they have created job and help to our people before we be letting them to take that power. We have not asked this question. Okay, about Izu liver. Izu liver, like my brother called Izu from Thailand.
Yes.
He was complaining. Everything is so clear. Why the police have said P2B ordered them to do so? That means they are looking one way or the other to cover what they did.
Of course.
It's very clear. It's very, very clear to us. So I'm confused because our problem is too much. We Igbos, our problem is too much. Nobody in Igbo land have stand up and condemned this. Okay, look at what Northerners are saying about presidency, whatever. None of Igbo politicians have said anything about this. Where are we standing?
It's because they are the
I'm
ones...
I'm really confused. Yeah,
not only you, a lot of us are confused, but we have the solution. And the solution is a very simple one. Until we get together and begin to march in the same direction, this nonsense will keep happening. Anybody telling you that things will improve next year, will improve next 2 years, is talking absolute rubbish. Things will never improve until we take the laws into our hands, until we'll tell these people that you are only one person. You are only one person in each state. You are not greater than 8 million people, 9 million people. It's only you. But what happens is because of hunger. That is why the affairs of Biafra, that is why this very struggle must be piloted from outside. Because people back home are so hungry. Now imagine, if a traditional ruler that has everything in his domain is traveling to Lagos because of $3,000. How about ordinary people?
Uh-huh.
No, just begin to just look at it. If
those
people are saying
our fathers.
Exactly, these are royal, not just fathers. These are custodians of our culture and our way of life. People whom you defer to, you respect them. If they are traveling, if hunger is driving away our traditional rulers to go to Lagos to go and look for 2-3 bags of rice, how about ordinary people? That is why every week, every morning, we allow this struggle to keep going, and we keep talking, and nothing is happening. We are making things difficult for ourselves. It's you now that said our problem is too much. If we had done something, let's say in 1980, the problems we had then would have been lesser than what we have today. Each year you allow, I'll say this thing in Igbo language. If you allow evil to persist in our land, people will see it as a way of life. Now that we have brought in mass burial, believe you me, you give it one more year, you will see us now celebrating mass burials. They will say, we'll collect all the dead bodies from the mortuary and we'll go to a place, open the gun and put them there. Because it is the way we are as a people. You allow evil to perpetuate, you allow evil to grow wings and it will take off, it will fly. That is what is happening. Because of everything is money. That is why we're in this mess. That the traditional ruler can leave his station. These are the traditional rulers that Dr. Egemba is telling us should hold P2B to account. He should hold them to account. And normally that is what should happen. These traditional rulers should be calling P2B. But it's not happening.
Why I said I'm confused is that we Igbos, just like here in China, today we was arguing on this. And you see somebody because he are able to pay for 3 rooms and parlor, 1 apartment, and own a car. He don't want to know if another person is dying. And you keep on telling them about Biafra, keep on telling them what is happening, and they don't want me to say this. One of them is just came to China to buy something from Kano. I said, my brother, what is happening in Kano?
From Kano to China, he'll go back to Kano. Very, very sad. Please, and this is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Hello, this is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you're calling from?
Hello, my name is Kelesh Ofoleta. I'm calling from New Zealand.
Ofoleta from New Zealand. You're calling us from New Zealand. Go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Good. Well, I think I will have to air my opinion here.
Of course, your views. Place, yes.
Concerning the issue of when, you know, callers that are, you know, cannot be able to lower their, or maybe switch off their radio or devices so that you know this will stop interfering with the broadcast. I think the best I would suggest is that, you know, you advise them to turn off their sound, you know, because they don't really understand what it means by switching, you know, turning it down. They don't know when it's adequate and when it's not.
That is correct.
So I think it would be best if you can tell them to turn it off.
That is
and they can resume listening to it after you know their phone call to you.
Good advice. Thank you very much.
We'll take it on board. Hello?
Go ahead. I said good advice. We've taken it on board. Go ahead. Make your point. Go ahead.
Okay. Concerning the issue with the governors in Igbo land, I would suggest that instead of starting with a maybe rally or, you know, things like that, I think it would be best to maybe write a letter and delegate some elders, if it means some of our elders in Bilie, to go and deliver the letters to these governors, so that we will have an evidence against them, because we can't just be talking about these things without taking action. If we serve them with these written letters, you know, requesting for, say, for instance, with the issue of Izu River autopsy result, if we serve them document the letter and request that they release the result and they fail to do so, we will have an evidence that there was a time that a letter was written to them to prove, you know, to release the result, and they did it. Because what I'm saying is, when we realize Biafra, and we will start going about all the things, the atrocities that these people committed, they can deny it because we don't have evidence against them. You know, we might say that we have been speaking about it on Radio Biafra or somewhere else, but the point would be, did you consulted me? Did you come to me? And when you did, what was my response? So I think that's, you know, these are the two suggestions that I will, you know, contribute for
very, very valid contributions, and we accept it wholeheartedly and we buy them. That is fine. You're calling from New Zealand. Which part of New Zealand are you in? Is it Auckland? Which part of New Zealand are you in?
I'm in Wellington.
New Zealand. Of course, there are Biafrans, there are Igbo people in New Zealand. I think there's a pilot. You're not the pilot, are you? Are you the pilot?
No, I'm a computer scientist.
Okay, wonderful people. But that's the type of talent and skill we need in Biafra. I don't know why our pilots are outside, our computer scientists, our engineers. If you go to the list of volunteers on Radio Biafra community page, it is absolutely astonishing, the level of skill, the level of enterprise, the level of professionalism these people possess. It is absolutely astonishing. We want to have Biafra so people like you can come back. Are you people getting together to form your 10-man council in New Zealand, as every other person is doing?
You see, I would have been much, much interested to be part of it. But then, as it stands now, I'm not 100% sure if I'm going to stay here for long.
Okay.
So that's the problem that I have. Okay. I might be relocating soon.
Okay.
But if I choose to stay, I will be part of it.
Wonderful.
But very, I certainly, you know, I have a small study that I'm doing, and I'm graduating this July. So, you know, after that study, I may not be here.
Okay.
So, but it really depends on after that study.
Yes.
I will know what I'm doing.
Yeah, but out of curiosity, are there Hausa people in New Zealand? Have you come across any Hausa person in New Zealand?
I have only met one medical doctor that is an Igbo. That's all. I haven't seen any Hausa people. I've met, I think, three Yorubas. That's all.
Three Yorubas in New Zealand. There is no Hausa person in New Zealand.
I have never seen
struggling to survive, paying their fees.
I'm sure they may be somewhere. It really depends.
Yes.
I think they are in the Palmerston. You know, some people were saying that there are a lot of Hausa people in the Palmerston, and most of them were politicians that stole some money and they are hiding out there, you know.
Of course.
But I haven't been to Palmerston, but somebody, I think a Ghanaian was saying that.
Yes, of course. They always steal money. They say Igbos love money, but Hausa people love money more than we do. Fulani people love money more than we do. Yoruba people love money. You see, this is the myth of, you see, some people don't understand us sometimes. You see, because it is your own. When somebody comes to you, you have to try and make your own better. That is why we criticize ourselves. But in terms of stealing and money, Hausa, Fulani people are more gluttonous than us. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are this evening. Hello? We have, is it Uchman on Skype? Can you speak up? This is Radio Biafra. We can't get them to come and speak to us. Who do we have on the line? We have it back on the line. You've been following the conversation all this while. There is no normal Hausa person in New Zealand. It's all people that have stolen money. Let's take this call anyway, and then we come back to you. But stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Oh, this is Aka Prince. I'm calling from New York.
You're calling from New York. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. Please, the guy who came to look,
And so, what are you guiding?
Yeah. No.
Yes. Hello?
Comment about Yama Ilabad to mobilize some people.
Bidoni si kweli hii kura ozo ni hino mwebe line ni metro tuwa wa dechage ma bika ukweli ya ozo bidoni si
ok nge iba iba ukweli kweli
enso buade omwe
somebody from India
yes
comment wada kena yati rila ba ni to mobilize some kind concerning ife mnena izuriva
yes
yes and couple days ago, I commented on something on Facebook, but it's a man and a guy. And here is definitely.
Hello? Hello, that line, your line is unstable. My brother from New York, please do try and call us back. Your line was unstable. We have another caller on Skype. Please give us your name and where you're calling from. Hello? Can you give us your name, please, and where you are on Skype? Please give us your name and where you are, please, on Skype. Can you? Hello? Hello, can you give us your name and where you are on Skype? Is that possible?
Yeah, hello, good evening.
Good evening, please, your name and where you are.
This is Omar, I'm calling from Amsterdam.
Omar from Amsterdam, please go ahead.
Yeah, what I want to say is about the Zuniga something.
Yes.
My suggestion is, I think it would be good if there's any way that those people in that area where that thing happened, if there's any way they can get connected and let them know that the autopsy of those people killed is out, because I believe that if there's anything something like protest or anything they want to do, I think it's better for it to start from there, because those people that live around that place between that the Enugu and Anambra something. So I think the chief community of those places should be contacted and let them know that the autopsy is out. And as the governor has refused to bring it out, I think it's better for we to let them know what is happening. And let us know what will be their own contribution towards the autopsy.
Yes,
it will be better.
Yes, that your suggestion is very good, but we keep saying this thing all the time that people back home are very hungry and impoverished. I don't think we understand that. We tend to look at the people back home from the same glasses as some of us who are living abroad. Things are not that way back home. Things are very, very difficult to move. These are people with no access to electricity. There is no access to running water. There is no access to food. That people are starving and dying and choosing death over living. That it is our responsibility, our duty to be able to make sure that we support them. What support are we going to give to them to do something? Our brother from New York, should please stay on the line. We'll come back to you next. Please stay on the line. What we are talking about is this, is that we need to support the people back home. They don't have the means or the resources to mobilize the way we want them to mobilize. We look at protests in the Western world, protests, people coming out on the street to protest. It is not that way back home. People are starving. People are hungry. What are we going to do about it? Thank you very much for calling. Your suggestions and your views has been taken on board, and we are very grateful. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Hello. Wonderful. Good evening, sirs. My name is Wilson Ikenhane. I'm calling from Hounslow, London.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Ma'am, I really, really thank you so much. Include Chukwune Bule Zipa and Dr. Egemba and Adolf Mecca Siri and Nefo and so on. My brother, thank you so much, and I want to contribute something about this, our agents or whatever they call them. I'm very, very, when I heard this story by collecting 3,000 or whatever, as they call it, I was very, very shocked. our exes or whatever they call them, they don't have any affective again. I said it again before I say something on Facebook. I think in Igbo land, we need to fight war within ourselves to know who we control somebody, who we control each other first before we will know. Because now to make a king, to select somebody who we talk now is very difficult. We need some, I think, we the Igbos, we need to fight first within ourselves before we can move and fight our enemies. So that whatever we are saying, people will join us. Sometimes, I'm saying this thing, I know we want to achieve something, but whatever we are saying, nobody, those that are supposed to say, they don't say anything, they just hang at the corner, keep quiet, watching, eating money, and doing this, all sorts of nonsense. But I'm still saying, we the Igbos, we need to fight within ourselves before anything, before we know where we are going. If not, I don't think that whatever movement we are making will be an effective. Because it is also in the Bible, during the Moses, they fought war before Moses can stand to be the leader.
Is that correct?
Yes, they fought war. They even want to kill Moses. They want to kill Moses before they start listening to Moses. There was a big war. Moses does not come just come out like that. There was a lot of things happened. You know, Bible, he's a white man who wrote the Bible. There are some things that are essayed in the Bible. There are some that are added. It's human being that wrote those stories in the Bible. But if you go according to the Moses or whatever, the history about Moses, there was a very big war. There was a very big war before there is a power. Moses had power. Moses taught his walking stick or whatever they call it. He turned to a snake. Then people fear him. I think you need blood. What I'm saying, we need to fight first. Then people will believe that there is an action. But, you know, our people used to believe what they call American wonder. They need to see that American wonder. So that whosoever that didn't join, the person will reach ground, then other people will join him. Mandekano, thank you so much for your wonderful job. And I thank you so much. I will continue spreading the news of Biafra, and I'm doing it. And who don't want to listen, let it not listen. Who want to listen, let him listen. Because this is not a one-man race. It's a general race for all the Biafrans and the Igbo. I thank you for being here. I say that God speak through your tongue. What you are saying, it doesn't come from Nnamdi Kanu. What speaks is God, the God of Igbos. My brother, I thank you so much. I keep on saying it. God speaks through you. You are, in fact, when I call you a prophet, I thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I am humbled. Thank you very much. The caller on Skype should wait. I am humbled by the words of our brother. I can't say anything. We are here to serve our people in truth and honesty. As we said previously, we are messengers of hope. We are messengers of redemption. We are here not to lead anybody, not to rule anybody, but here to deliver the kingdom of heaven that is Biafra upon this earth before we depart it for good. Thank you for holding. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are. We have the caller on Skype. You're not responding to us.
Farasin from Malaysia.
From Malaysia. Thank you very much. Give us your name again, if you may.
Yeah. My name is Farasin.
Farasin, is that an Igbo name or English name or Dutch? I don't understand. What is Farasin?
My name is Farasin Nnamdi, anyway. It's an Igbo name.
Wonderful. Go ahead.
My regards to you, Honorable Nnamdi.
Thank you.
Most regard again to Ekpa and
Egemba is with us this evening.
I was so much happy by bringing this issue on the topic. Any man who said that this issue is not something to deliberate, I think that man need to give Gary to smoke Gary to sleep, then he can get himself better. What I'm trying to say in this Izu River is this. This sounds so. Hello.
Yes, we are. The world is listening, not just us. The world is listening.
It,
yes.
It sounds so painful that in Igbo land, we'll find a corpse in our river. Up to today, the so-called Igbos have not even asked what happened. Did they die by natural death or something have befallen in our land?
Nobody's asking questions. Nobody's asking. So that is nobody is not affecting anybody. It's so shameful.
Excuse me, sir. In Igbo land, they could have no sound to know what happened to Izu River. Was Izu River against us? Was our ghost in anger of us? What wrong have you committed? What I'm trying to suggest is this, is I cannot reach the community surround that area. I think those communities, the king between the area and the community between there, they should be able to tell us what happened in that river, because this is an Igbo issue. Such a thing have not happened in history of Igbo land.
Yes, so, it's very sad.
You say some, I listen very well. You say the UN, the America have not even paid even iota of interest to investigate what happened. All of a sudden, there was a corpse in the river. This is Exodus. What happened? So what I'm trying to say is this topic should be discussed in for more 3 months coming, so that we will get the truth of that the issue.
I agree.
If our land have been forbidden, we know. If the cause is against us, we know. If anything happened to us, we should know, because this is not something accidental issue. Something happened there. So yes. What I'm trying to say this, Obi are trying to play politics to cover those who are involved. I don't try to defend Obi. I must be, because if Obi cannot be able to read the autopsy, that there's something behind it.
I agree. The Senate sat at Amansea. They sat at Awka as well as Enugu, and it is a written. This is one thing that our people do that drives me mad. People don't take time to investigate. They think that Radio Biafra editorial board come up with all these things. No. In the sworn depositions with the Senate committee that investigated Ezu River mystery, or so they called it, the commissioner for police came and said, Peter Obi asked me to dispose of the bodies. It's written down in black and white on the piece of paper in the Senate.
It's
there for everybody to see.
And this very issue is not Senate problem. This is Igbo problem.
Thank you very much. It's not Senate. It's not to do with. But Senate came.
That's not problem. It's not governor problem. This is Igbo problem. Have our land forbidden the gods?
Of course, it is forbidden.
Our gods angry with us. What we have to know? This is not Christianity or tradition. Man, we should be very careful.
We have
the
to be.
The Jews have not abandoned their tradition. I love this topic, and the topic was going forward.
Thank you very much.
In the other way of autonomous community leaders, I call them autonomous military boys, going to Lagos to see Efrain Oba. It's quite unfortunate.
That is what happens where there is no moral guidance. There is no moral compass. When we tell people,
do you know, I regretted why they allowed Igbos to crown someone outside Igbo land. That was why they have that moral to go there.
That is correct.
I raised my case.
Thank you very much, and God bless you, our brother who just called. Please, if you've been calling and you've not gotten through, please, we ask you to keep trying. That this is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you from London. I'm on Nnamdi Kanu. We have Dr. Chukwuma Egemba as well as Chukwuma Ebunyeze Ekpa. But let's go and take this call before we go to Ekpa. This is your station. That is why we take your calls. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are this evening. Hello? Please turn off your device and talk to us through the phone. That is the new advice we got. Turn it off so you can hear us when we talk to you.
It's off it for us.
Go ahead, please.
My point is on the issue about what is happening in Bolan.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from, my name is Ukebu. I'm calling from Abuja.
Ukebu from Abuja, go ahead.
I'm surprised at what is happening in Bolan. Sometimes I'm just like crying or confused. Because I need to know what people say in Bolan are not like, what is happening? What have we done that all this shit is happening to us? The people who hold and give everything to lead, people that will bring and lead us is not only against us. What have we done in this world that even our own brother doesn't even care what his case money? I look at the issue of the Israel River and say, what is it? What have these boys done that this kind of thing will happen? in Igbo land.
And nobody's asking.
People are not culture.
People are not asking questions.
Everything looks like, I feel like crying. Why are you doing that? So what is happening? When go back, okay, where did it happen? Nobody is talking there. The number say, nobody will ever say, okay, let's move. And just like, what is happening? When you come, what is happening? I don't know. I don't know what they're trying to tell you. Nobody wants to talk. Even so-called professionals, nobody wants to say anything. What is really happening? What have we done? What is the problem? This is something getting out of hand. That's why I see our people don't take off a serious. When you say that you give your man, they can kill them and go away. Because we ourselves, we don't take off a serious. We do this anyhow. This is the color of hand. Look at the person that is going to wake up for rubbish. Is what can people do? People that do respect like that, do all this sort of thing. So I'm so confused. I'm trying to tell you that I'm very confused. When I listen to radio, I'm just confused.
Don't be confused.
I'm spreading the news. My friends, when they come to my office, I tell them, see what is happening. I want to join this. I'm making some point. I reached out to Biafra.
The way forward is to form, as we said, in every place you are, in every country of the world, there will be a 10-man council, consultative council, because we don't want anybody to accuse Radio Biafra tomorrow of nobody told us, or we don't know what you're doing, is your idea. Everything we do at Radio Biafra is the idea and suggestions that people give us. If your idea is superior, we take it on board. If anything you're telling us is superior argument, we take it on board. That is how we operate here. We need to have people form themselves into groups, into councils. Then we march forward.
I've already registered. I'm telling my own group. Is it state in Nigeria or just 10 people in Nigeria as a whole?
No, it will be 10 people in Nigeria as a whole. Because we don't want crowd, you see. What has happened in the past, if you look at any organization with too much crowd and no clout, nothing comes of it. It is, as we received a text message now, that there are people carrying Biafran flags in Owerri. They said they are my sub-members. We got a text from somebody called Ikechukwu. I don't know if he's listening. That said they are 6 my sub-people in Owerri. They arrested for flying flag. Now, you ask yourself, flying a flag, will that bring you Biafra? Let us be realistic.
That will not solve any problem.
Absolutely. If you tell the youngsters, do not fly flag, they don't understand. Flying flag and youthful exuberance is not going to get us anywhere. We need to think, we need to plan. That is why we need these councils. We don't want what happened to us between 67 and 70 to happen again. We don't want to start anything that is not sustainable. We don't want to start anything that is unsustainable. Anything we are doing must be sustainable. That is why we need a global alliance behind what we are doing, not just a few people somewhere. But do you concur, please?
Yes, I do agree with you that you should not be, be frivolous in what we do. You know, like wasting our time, carrying flags, flying it around. You know, just going around on rallies, you know, trying to get the police to come and arrest or disrupt, or, you know, it's not the right way to go about things. We have matured, and we do things in a matured way. I think that is the only way we could achieve. If we stand for 1 hour, we achieve something within that 1 hour.
Absolutely.
So that we can look back and say, we
achieved something.
What we have achieved within that time.
Thank you very much. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from. Hello, we have a caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, my name is Okechukwu from Oro Imo State. I'm calling from India.
Okechukwu from Oro Imo State. You're calling from India. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I'm calling from Mumbai, India.
Mumbai, India.
Why I'm calling on behalf of what is going on at the Igbo land? I am very, very happy to see this kind of achievement because my father is one of the Biafran returning soldiers. So, and I was in dream when I was 12 years, and I find out that the Biafra dream will come through. So that is why I depend on myself, and I'm a self-determination right from day one. So I am very, very happy to see this kind of development in the world today. So I am asking my fellow Igbos all over the world, how do you want to help your brother? How do you want, is it because you are making money in this Nigeria, so-called Nigeria and other parts of the world. You have made money there and you forget about your brother. That's the most of us Igbos all over the world. Our brothers are sleeping outside. Our brothers don't even have jobs. And most of them are millionaires there. They are billionaires there. They are making things square okay. So I would like us to come together with this voice of Biafra issue. So let us come together and become one voice in the whole world. Who is Northerners? Who is Yorubas? Who is even Africa? To talk about where Igbo man standing. So I am so much proud of my tribe, Igbo, and the world respects us so much because anywhere you go in this world will not see an Igbo man. So what I'm saying, my opinion goes that I want to thank all the Biafran freedom fighters. And I myself, I know what I'm doing here about that. And I cannot just come and expose myself openly right now. But I believe in time goes on, people will know who I am about that.
Yes.
So I want to use the opportunity to thank you and to thank Dr. Ekemba. And also, I want to use this opportunity to speak to Ohana Zendibo in Mumbai. Please, I would like to organize Igbo in Mumbai to take that precaution and look after the Igbos, indigenous Igbos here, because Igbos in Mumbai, they are suffering so much. The Indians are dominating Igbos in Mumbai. They are fighting against us because of some of them, I believe, that they are Igbos. We don't have any rights from embassy here. So we believe in organize Igbo here. That is the people that are guiding us and ruling most of our Igbos people here. So I would like this opportunity to talk to our elders in Ohanaeze Ndigbo to caution the presence of Ohanaeze Ndigbo here in Mumbai so that they will know that this tribe are different from the crime Nigerians are committing over here. You understand? So all these things are one of the things. Because sometimes when I see these things going on, I have a pain in my heart because I'm a kind of man. I can kill when you are fighting my brother Igbo man. I can do anything to make sure I can bomb. I can explode if I want to explode. What kind of human being I am in the life.
Thank you.
So today,
yes.
So much thank God the opportunity we have to be part of the Igbo struggle. And I want to tell you people who don't believe in Biafra that before God and man, it is written and no one can cast it down.
That is
the
correct.
World called Biafra, the kingdom will stand. I am telling you honestly speaking.
Amen. I say amen to that and thank you very much for calling. We are very grateful. Let's go and take this other call. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
Friends, once again, please. I'm calling from New York.
From New York. Go ahead. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Please, I was one that called previously about the land setup.
Yes.
So I would like to tell you here now about concerning a caller from India who settled his willingness to visit Nigeria in order to
yes, Christian.
Right from
yes.
I would like to comment about that because last time I posted something in Facebook concerning our leaders in Africa, in Nigeria. So what I would like to say here is that my view, I have made some necessary arrangements to visit Nigeria next week too. And I would like to meet with my brother who comes from India in order to sit face-to-face to discuss certain issues concerning this. My purpose of traveling back to Nigeria is because of this. It's river and other necessary things. You know, I have made some necessary contacts from Ghana and also from Indonesia about this, and we have reached a compromise. And therefore, I posted something on Facebook, but there is something Radio Biafra commented about that. So what I would like to do, give you something that we wanted to do, whether it's good or not for you to approve that.
Yes. Have you volunteered? Are you one of our volunteers in the United States? Have you volunteered? You're in New York. We are looking to divide United States into the four time zones that you have. So we have four people from the running all the way from the East Coast to the West Coast. We hit the next longitude, and then we have another group of people there. Have you volunteered? Have you made yourself available? Because any particular project that Radio Biafra is behind, For instance, the court case, we make sure that anything we are pursuing, we pursue it to its rightful conclusion. So we don't want any piecemeal action in Anambra State. We want it to be coordinated, supported by every Biafran all over the world, so that once we start, the only end will be for P2B to produce the report of the autopsy and for the bodies to be dug up and given proper burial. Because that is their problem. That is what we want to do. We don't want to start anything small. You go back home, it's a very wonderful idea. You go back home for 1 or 2 weeks and then you return to the United States. No, we want, once the action starts, it is sustained until we get our result. The same way we did with the court case. It took us a lot of time to plan it. It took us a lot of time to get the logistics together. Once we started, there is no stopping. The same thing with Radio Biafra. We started Radio Biafra when we knew that nothing can close Radio Biafra again. Nothing. If Nnamdi Kanu is not here, there is Uche Mefo. If Uche Mefo is not there, there is Nwada Amarachi, there is Dr. Egemba, there is Chukwu Ebenezie Ekpa, there is Barrister Mamezu, there is Barrister Adolf, there are Mrs. Ifem. We have people. So we plan for the contingency. We don't want flash in the pan. We go home and do something, and after 2 weeks, it's all gone. No, we want something sustainable. We start and it doesn't end.
All right.
Okay, so but we welcome what you have written, and as you can see, we are discussing it today. So every suggestion we get, we treat it as very, very important. If your views are important, it forms the views of the editorial board of Radio Biafra, and we discuss it. That is how we are here. But we want to be fighting and pointing in the same direction. I recommend you go to not just Facebook, go to the website of Radio Biafra at radiobiafra.co. Go to the community and volunteer. So we know we have people in New York, the same way we have people in Houston, we have people in California. That is what we want to do. You get 10 people around you, organize yourselves and prepare and see how you can support this very endeavor, so that once we start the march against P2B, nothing stops us until we get what we're looking for.
All right.
Thank you very much and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. We have Chukwune Ebunyes. Dr. Ekemba is actually with us. Please, Doctor, by way of summary, what have you made so far of what you've been hearing?
A lot. I've made a lot of it. It's interesting to know that people are now thinking in lines of mass action, people's action.
Absolutely. But Doctor, please do bear with me. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, my fellow Biafrans. I'm calling from Germany.
From Germany.
My name is Chukwuma Eze.
Chukwuma Eze from Germany, like Chukwuma Egemba as well. Go ahead, please.
Okay, unable to so much. I need to go to Kubasara.
Haga Lagos, Ghana, yes. $3,000. Na Lagos, $3,000.
Yes. These are people regular in here. You know, they are not ashamed of themselves. Unable to so much that one far, only for unable. Then Lekota Obodoya, Hapro Obodoya, Gaba, Lagos, Gavana, some change. That is rubbish. And then we may this program before that. Now, this fight, we have to start it from home.
As our brother said. Somebody also concurred today.
If we may before,
and,
all those are watching. I'm a Yeji Biafra. Yeji Biafra,
I'm a Yeji Biafra.
Day and night. Generation the Abuja, generation the Lagos. We know where our problem is. The only thing is that we are not. I want the best ready to fight it. If we are ready to fight it, we start from our home, from our own father's compound. We start from there. So that is my decision. And more like now, in the case you registered, I believe. Let them continue their criminality. They will go millions of souls.
But how do we coordinate it? KKS Amatonye Wombosuru. How do we call you when the time comes? If you don't volunteer, how do we know where to find you? Your line has gone off, but I pray that you do come back to us. I believe that doctor is still there listening very attentively to what our brother had to say from Germany. He said he's not volunteering when the action starts, and we're asking him, how do we find you where you are when the action starts? If you don't volunteer, how do we find you? So do we come to Germany and take a loudspeaker and say, we are looking for our brother that rang Radio Biafra on so and so day. Please find him for us, because now we are going. No, it doesn't work that way at all. It doesn't work that way in any way, shape, or form. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from. Hello. Yes, Radio Biafra is here. Your name and where you're calling from. Yes.
Yes, I'm calling from London, my brother. Good evening, brothers.
Good evening. Your
I'm
name?
Coming from London. My name is Matthias Chimoba.
Chimoba Matthias. Go ahead, from London. Go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you very much, you people. I'm very happy, to be honest with you people. I'm very, very happy, more than happy. My problem much on this thing is that, like you people are saying, if you look at the way things are at the moment worldwide, you can see that there are very much hardship everywhere. But notwithstanding, I'm thinking about from what you said before, how to get ourselves together and then mobilize people or move forward on this problem. The whole thing lies on money, as you know as well. You know, money is involved really, and this is what to do for me. The way I'm thinking about it, what to do to raise the money. The way I'm thinking about it is all these groups, Igbo groups, we have a lot of Igbo groups both here in London and in America, everywhere in Europe. There is a community of Igbos, like we have in London here, CIC and Anese, Igbo, Igbo Ezuo, you know, Igbo Amaka, so on, there are much. Now, when we get together on a meeting, which I went for, when was it? I even called one of you guys that day that I will be having a meeting on Manchester, Leicester. I don't know if you still remember that. I
went there. Yes, you called and said there was going to be a meeting. Yes, yes.
Yeah, and then when I got there, it wasn't what we knew or what we thought or what we were told that we are coming for. So I was angry and I left like around 5, and we were there before 12. So from London to Leicester, you people know how many hours you have to drive up to there and how long I've stayed already. They came even late. They were there around, let's say, past 2, maybe 2:30. Now, that's not important anyway. So, and back to what I was saying. So, if we can gather ourselves, the Igbos, worldwide groups, as you said, but not like 4 or 5 groups, just Igbo this, Igbo that, Igbo this, or Aneze, whatever, in London, the same way in America, Italy, Holland, Spain, everywhere you go, you see Igbo communities. Now we get them together, start raising money so that if a population in America is 1 million people in Igbo people are in America, they can raise maybe, let's say, $1, calculate it, you know how much it is. Maybe London, if it's 500 people or 1,000 people, okay, let them pay like, if it's £5 or £2 or £3, calculate it, even if it's every month. A question of 5 months, 6 months, tell me, I mean, there must be much. Now, apart from that, that's my own suggestion I'm giving, please, if you don't mind me.
Yes.
To raise the money, that's what I'm
not. Yeah, your suggestion has been tried many times, but it didn't work. It did not work. It's been tried for very many years. That is, do you know that Igbo people don't have a hall in London? Do you know that?
If you say Igbo people, like I say no, because like myself.
No. Hang on. Let us face facts. Do we have an Igbo hall in London?
Like Igbo people buying the hall that belongs to them, isn't it?
Igbo hall. Do we have Igbo community center in London? That's what I'm asking you. Do we have one? Hello.
I have to ask that because I thought Niwi people had one.
Where is that? I said do Igbo people have a building they call their own the same way other people do here? Do we have place we can attend the meeting and say this is Igbo building?
No, I don't think we have. No, we don't have.
So that tells you. Do you know when we started discussing to have an Igbo house so that something like a Zoo River happens and we can go somewhere in London and it never worked out? Biafra is a spiritual calling. I will tell you something, my brother. Biafra is a spiritual calling. And what we say to people all the time is this. Before people come to Biafra, they should go and do a lot of research. The same Jews you're looking at today in Israel, the people that founded Israel, the likes of Golda Meir and all the rest of them, when they were going back to Palestine, some of them aboard the ship called Exodus, that the British mandate officers did not allow them to dock the ship to disembark Jews coming back to their land. They organized themselves. They went to America for fundraising. The same way our people are behaving very, very selfish. Selfish, destructively selfish. An Igbo person is destructively selfish. They go to churches and they give money to pastors every Sunday. Every Sunday they go and give money to Yoruba pastors, but they cannot support their own people. Their children are dying back home and they're telling me that God is great. God punish all of them. They are mad. All of them, they're all stupid people. And I will tell you this, my brother. Let me finish, please. It's very, very important. I have to make this point. If you are not led by the Spirit to volunteer and serve your country, Biafra, we don't want you. The Jews did the same thing in America, and Golda Meir told them, in New York, when he called, in Brooklyn to be very precise, she said to the entire Jewish community in America, their leaders, if you like, you give us help. If you like, you don't. Regardless of what you do, Israel must stand. Zion must stand. Before she did not go there beg them. And before she left that place, they gave her in excess of 5 million, which we used to go and buy arms to go and fight the Arabs when the Arabs came. That is a historical fact. Go and read the memoirs of Golda Meir, a woman, not even a man. What we are suggesting and we are saying to our people is this. We are not going to... I can't beg you to save yourself. If you want to die abroad, you die abroad. That is your business. Sure. I cannot go to beg anybody to do anything. If you don't love your people and you want your people to die, then so be it. We cannot beg anybody. No. We are not going to any group. If that group does not... If they are not led to understand what Radio Biafra stands for. If people are not led by the Spirit to understand the fact that we are fighting with Nigeria in law court in Nigeria. If they cannot understand what it means that your people are dying and being buried in mass graves. If they don't understand the massacre going on in the north, may God help them. They are stupid and we cannot speak to them.
Let me come in a little bit, please. Listen, to be honest with you, the cross you people are carrying is not something easy or something one we join immediately without knowing or having anything to support with. Believe in me. For sure, some people like me and few others that I've contacted and we've spoken along, I know, believe me, even money raising or something like that, say maybe 3-4 months time, you'll be seeing things coming up. It might not be from me, but from people we've gathered ourselves, many people. It's something you have to, you know, there are people that, they, as I speak to you now, today, when you talk about Radio Biafra, they will ask you, where did this started? I said, no, it's still on. This is the phone number. This is the WW, what you can try on net. Go through, you know, we have been trying. I said, no, not that we have been trying. You go now, or, all right, come with me, I'll put 50p on cafe, internet cafe. Just put www.radiobiafra, that's it. You don't need like...
Just put in Radio Biafra. It takes you to our page. Just type in Radio Biafra and you go to our page.
That's what I'm saying. So, but apart from the few, we've believe you me, before 3-4 months time, you see people coming up or paying money. Some might not like to mention their name or put their name because of the stand or position they are in. But that's not the problem at the moment. For sure, money will come. Not today. But before 3 months time or 4 months time, believe it or not, you will see. And I'll still call you because I know I'll be calling.
Yes, so thank you very much.
Problem.
Thank
and you. These are the people that I've spoken to. That when we sat down on that meeting, we came up with this idea. I'm telling you that I never knew that this guy had done it already.
We've met every group and they started fighting. Some of them started fighting amongst themselves. Some said, oh, we believe in Biafra. The other one said, oh, we don't. And the two groups, grown-up men, they started fighting. Myself and Dr. Egenba went to their meeting at a place called Deptford. Go and ask any member of our NADO, because this is Radio Biafra. We don't lie. Anything we tell you, we give you data and we give you fact. Ask members of our NADO social club. Did Nnamdi Kanu and Dr. Egenba come to address them in 2010 or not? And what did they do? They fought like little children, and the whole meeting disbanded as a result. We know our people very well. If you are not led by the Spirit, you cannot fight this battle. If you are not touched to serve your country, you cannot fight this battle. Thank you very much for calling our brother, and may God be with you. Let's go and take this call. There are a lot of texts coming in here. A lot. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name again, please.
Nonso from Spain.
Nonso
from Spain.
Wonderful man.
Barcelona,
yeah,
Spain.
Go ahead, please.
Good evening, everybody. I want to say something about the Americans sending an investigation, something to North. I'm not surprised about that, because we know where they stand before. Obama is like Rocha is 50-50, Muslim 50-50. So he always support Muslim more than Christian. And apart from that, you know what we are talking about, our people, even here in Spain, everybody knows also Biafra. But our people have a problem. I don't know what is wrong with our people. This fight, I support those that say that we have to fight with ourselves first before we win this fight. Because our people have a problem, so we have to defend this course. We have to defend it in the only way to win. Our people from home, anywhere, within politicians, within our traditional leaders, we must change this for out before anything. Nandi. Because if we are talking, we are doing everything. Maybe before you know what's up, this people will take over everything. Your land is being destroyed. You will know. Because that's why every time people do something, if you want to talk, people will say, oh, no, don't talk. But there is only one thing you say all the time. And you say that every time. We must start to tell him, when people do bad, you say something bad is bad. Because if you don't say it with time, it will accumulate. Now, see where we are.
Of course.
So, I don't know what to say again, because you are 100% right. I don't know what is going on. Every time they say, oh, don't say, oh, no. Okay, you see it now. Our traditional rulers corrupt. Politicians corrupt. 80% of our people corrupt. And then how can we succeed? They say, don't say anything. Don't talk. Oh, Nandi, no. You are angry. Nandi, no. You are this. Nandi, no. How? Tell me, how can we do it? How?
I don't know. I have no idea as to how they want us to do it. If you're not angry that they are killing your people, if you're not upset that your own flesh and blood, you know, there is one thing that I say to people when I read about Igbo idioms and proverbs, I do something with it. I am not like that, and I can never be.
Even before Radio Biafra said, I've been talking about Biafra. He said, but no. He said, also, Konya is here from Bob and Biafra. He said, but look at, okay, if you go here in Spain, you go to prison, you see your people, you go to Germany, Igbo people, you go to Sweden. I said, so you don't think something is wrong? Don't you, if you don't think something is wrong, I think something is wrong. If you don't accept, I'm ashamed. We have to do something before Radio Biafra. Then I thank God, Radio Biafra. And now, Radio Biafra is moving on. It's moving on, and you don't see it, but we see it. If you say Biafra is called, it's a spiritual call, and we know that. We see. Somebody say you like a prophet, and it's true. It's God sent to our people. We have a problem. Sometimes I'm sad because of this. You are telling somebody your problem. You are not okay. You don't have anything. And if you don't think about you don't have anything, what are you doing is nothing. No paper. Nothing. Go to Nigeria, you say you want. No way. And then how? What do you think about yourself? What is your future?
Only God knows.
What is your...
God, our people, we need to change this orientation. That is why Radio Biafra is on the air. Thank you very much, our brother Nonso from Spain. May God bless you. Our brother has been calling. His name is here. Let us see what he has to say. He was a bit upset saying we're not picking his calls, but we've done the honorable thing and called him back. Please give us your name and where you are, please. Hello.
Hello, good evening. Am I speaking to Radio Biafra?
This is Radio Biafra. Hello? Yes, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, my name is Duke. I'm calling from India.
Yes.
My suggestion to what we are be listening, what you are saying, you know, what is our problem? The Igbos, we don't care. We believe, every Igbos believe on his own and his family, and that's what is killing us. Everybody know his family, don't care about others. Hausa people are maneuvering everything in Nigeria. If we continue like this, is going worse in Nigeria. Countries that Nigeria are better off is the country that we Nigerians are running to. Nigeria are heading? And the problem is that our Igbo people, they are not bothered. Igbo people, they go to north, they build, they invest, they build house. They don't know that tomorrow something may happen. Those houses, they may not come back with it. So I don't understand how we Igbos are behaving. We should enlighten our fellow Igbos, our fellow Biafrans. Being on the way you people guys are doing in this medium, because there's Bible says, hello?
We are listening attentively. We are listening to you. Please go ahead. We are listening very attentively to what you're saying. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's something about the Bible says, we are there is no ruler, the people perish. If you people are not telling some, because so many Igbos, they are, when you talk about Biafran, they told you that Biafran is a failure, that our forefathers, they fought, they couldn't make it, that we cannot make it. They don't know that our generation can make what our forefathers didn't achieve. So,
anybody telling you, coming up with that crap that you are trying to accomplish what your fathers did not accomplish, you just abandon. You know, let us make this very clear, and I make no apologies when I say it. You know that during and after the war, a lot of Hausa men impregnated Igbo women and they gave birth. Do you know that?
Yeah, I'm aware.
Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
Then how do you expect that person to support Biafra?
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
Exactly. So somebody can be answering Ifani or Ikechukwu or answering any other name or Anosika or whatever name. It doesn't mean that they're Igbo. They could have been fathered by a Hausa person after the war or while the war was going on. Because the Hausas had the right to do whatever they wanted to do. So it's not everybody that bears an Igbo name that is talking nonsense and you think that person is normal. It's not an Igbo person. If you go and investigate anybody against Biafra, if you look at the Goracha, for instance, anybody against Biafra, if you check very well, they were fathered by a Hausa person. Their mother was impregnated by a Hausa Fulani man or Yoruba man. Go and check anywhere. The evidence is very clear for you to see. How can anybody say they don't want Biafra? Are they insane?
Hello.
Thank you very, very much for calling. Let us go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Hello. Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are.
Okay. My name is Daniel Chukunso Aza.
Yes.
I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia. Go ahead. Wonderful people of Malaysia. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you so much. Especially I want to use this opportunity to appreciate what you are doing there in Radio Biafra. And I know that God Almighty will continue to strengthen you in your contribution towards our nation building, Biafra.
Thank you.
Actually, it saddens my heart every time I think about more especially our leaders, those in the power. They are not actually doing the right thing they're supposed to do. They are dancing to the tune of the federal government. You can see what is happening in the northern part of the country. You see that some of them are supporting the Boko Haram and the other things they are doing there. So if our people can have that spirit of patriotism, whereby they will have the heart of our people, then I think all this molestation by the to the Igbos, all these things will stop. But you can see the river. When I read that in the online, I was very, very unhappy about it. So I began to ask how about the governor. So I found out that maybe the governor is also one of them that perpetrated that act. So it is really uncalled for. We need to have people who can really come up in mass at least to see what we can do about it, because it is not really good. More especially, you can see Richard Okoroch also privatizing some certain immoral properties to the Northerners. So this thing is really, really
is not really good. So I think that with this medium, Radio Biafra can go far to enlighten our people. Because the first time this Radio Biafra started, I some of us here in Malaysia about Radio Biafra. Many of them, they did not believe. Many of them started questioning, and I begin to argue with them. But I know that many people do not understand where we are going to. So I want to use this opportunity to let every young person or group of persons that knows themselves as an Igbo to make sure that they support Radio Biafra in any way they can, so that we can achieve really what we want. Because if someone who doesn't know where he comes from, I don't think he can actually identify himself very well. So I want us to use this opportunity to tell everybody, let them support Radio Biafra, and let us see where we can go by this. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you for calling, and may God bless you. We welcome your call and your intervention and what you have been doing all this while. We know a lot of you, when we came on air, believed what we are doing. We know some of you were solidly behind, because if you see the truth, you will know. You don't have to be told. When you see people who are honestly pursuing a particular cause, you will know. And that is why we have said to people time and time, that is why we don't plead with anybody. We don't apologize. What are we begging you for? I cannot beg you to save yourself from slavery. If you want to be a slave, that's entirely up to you. But what we are saying, and saying very clearly, is that if you check the lineage of anybody who doesn't believe in Biafra, there is a Hausa blood in them from somewhere. That is, they are not pure Igbo people. Because they cannot be fathered by people who have freedom in their DNA. Why do we have autonomous communities? Have we bothered to ask ourselves why? Every year we keep creating even more. They don't want to give us local government or even more states, but we keep creating autonomous. Do you know why we do that? We do it because we love freedom. We want to be free. We don't want anybody to dictate to us what to do. It is in our nature. So when people tell me they don't believe in Biafra, when they speak to other people and say, we don't believe in Biafra, what are you doing? Are you sure you're going to succeed? Your father failed. I look at them as they are not really Igbos anywhere. They are fathered by dubious people outside. And we are praying for them. We pray that they repent from their sins. That this is Radio Biafra. We broadcast from London every evening. Go and tell people. Even if they don't want to listen, go and tell them. Tell them that Radio Biafra is on the air every evening at 7 p.m. London time. We will keep broadcasting until Biafra comes. We are not relenting. That is why we want to build a global family that is unstoppable. Once we are unstoppable, nothing blocking our path that we cannot move from the way. Absolutely nothing. 1967 to 1970 is far removed from 2013, 14, and 15. We have between now and next year to try to get our freedom in a very clean, clear way. Nobody is standing before us. We are the ones stopping ourselves. I don't know how Hausa people could have beaten us to an extent whereby we have forgotten what it means to be Igbo people. Do we know what it means to be an Igbo person? What it means to be an Ibibio person, what it means to be a very proud Biafran? Do we actually understand the meaning of it? Do we know that Biafra has a spiritual dimension to it? Do we understand that Biafra is not like any other freedom fighting? That we are fighting to secure the presence and the glory of God amongst his children that he created? We are not like any other race. Anybody who tries to equate us like any other people do not understand where they come from. We are welcoming you once again. If you're joining us via this very later, this is Radio Biafra coming to you from London. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. We are joined by Dr. Chukwuma Ekemba and Chukwuma Ebunyeze Ekpa. We are here every day to bring you news affecting our people in whatever, guys. If we have not been able to reach you this evening, or if you've not been able to reach us this evening, we do apologize to you for that, but some of you sent us some text messages for which we are very, very grateful, especially to Ochuku, who tried to get through but wasn't able to get through. There are some other callers from Far East that tried to get through. We don't know all the area codes, but we are very, very sorry we couldn't be able to get through. But as we said, there are people calling. People will call Radio Biafra. And at Radio Biafra, we present the news the way it is, unadulterated and very raw. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Please call.
Hello, this is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you're calling from. We have lost that very person. And it's a lady, as a matter of fact. We would like you to try and call us back. We have people calling as well all over the place. We have Chukwune Bunyeze Epa on the line. He has been listening to quite a lot. Epa, we are going to round up. We are going to summarize. But before I do so, let's try and take this call. It's coming from Nigeria. This is Radio Biafra. We are live on air to the whole world. What is your name and where are you, please? Hello, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
This is Radio Biafra. We have lost the people there. We hope they'll be able to come back. But are you still with us?
I am.
Wonderful. You have heard so much. The floor is open. The floor is yours. You have heard so much. Please take it away and round up today's program for us. Summarize everything you have heard and give us a direction forward, please, if you may.
As you can see, we deliberated a lot on a lot of issues, mostly on the Zee River issue. And a lot of people came up with different ideas on how we're going to move things forward. And yeah, it's not easy what we are doing, but we have to persevere because we have no other option except to persevere. And we believe it's forward ever, backward never. So we will continue to move on. And using all necessary avenues that we have, that is legitimate, that is plausible, that will bring results, and we will achieve our desired objective at the end. And nobody will stop us, no matter how they try. But it's not easy because we the Biafrans have fought wars, this war with of independence. With Nigeria, and they lost almost 3 million people. So, and those 3 million would have died in vain. If we fail to achieve these, the 3 million Igbos that have died in vain. So, we will continue to persevere because they have continued to kill us. They have not relented. They have pursued us even down to our homeland and are killing us and dumping our bodies in the river. So, there is nothing we can do except to stand firm. And die fighting than live on our knees, and then make sure that we wash our eyes and make sure we look at the people that we appoint as our leaders, so that those people will do things that have happened in the past will not repeat itself.
Yes.
So that I will thank our listeners for all their support and all that, and for other people to they should mobilize. Wherever they are, organize themselves. So this is just starting. They have not left no one, nobody safe in Nigeria at the moment. And those Boko Haram people are mobilizing. More people have been trained in Somalia, in other places, in Niger, and in Libya. More are coming. And they see what's happening in Syria. It's nothing compared to when the jihadists are going to join them. Of jihadists will be joining them because they think it's the holy war. They are fighting infidels, unbelievers. They are coming. So people think that they are safe and that these people will stop. They stop. They will never stop. They have never stopped since 1966. They massacred the boys, stopped the trains, and massacred women and children.
But this our brother has been calling from the United States. We are sure that he's been calling from the U.S. Please let us try and take his call. Stay where you are. As an exception, this is Radio Biafra. We are extending the program today because of you. Give us your name and where you are, please. Hello. Maybe they don't want to be part of it after all. Please go ahead and round up for us, and we will not take any more calls.
So,
yes.
So what is happening is that we lost over 3 million. 3 million is not... In fact, what happened in Rwanda is nothing compared to what people experienced. They pursued us to our homes and stabbed us to death, stole all our money, ravaged us and caused us to scatter all over the world. We would not relent because God created us not to be slaves. So that's why we believe in Biafra, and we are one proud, and we will die proud, and we will continue to persevere, and nobody will ever stop us.
Absolutely.
Use all available means that God has given us, and they will tell them that there's no way they can force their rule upon us unless we agree to it. And first of all, charity must begin at home. We must penetrate our home first. People that are holding us down, those people that Hausa are using to subjugate Igbo people. Today, it's time we mobilize and tell them, no, that's not, you know, the way things have been done. That's not the custom of our people. That we will change, and then we will, leave a good legacy for our children, so that people will come to Igbo land and they will be a living example for us to live. There's something to fight for.
Thank you very much. A very wonderful closing statement from Shigun Ebenezie Ekpa. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. We are the students of Radio Biafra here in London. We came to you today courtesy of all your efforts, all your endeavors, all your support. Please keep supporting us. We have 4 websites. So if one is not working, you can go to the other one. If radiobiafra.co is not working, you can go to bilierhumanrights.org. Bilier Human Rights, all one word, not any other Bilier, but Bilier Human Rights with an S at the end, all one word, .org. Or you can go to Biafra Media Online, all one word, biaframediaonline.com. Or you go to Indigenous People of Biafra, all one word, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. You should be able to get us. We have confirmation today. We have confirmation from our brother Onyeka Okafor, who is living in Helsinki. He is living in Helsinki. He said the live stream button on the website is working and I'm receiving Radio Biafra. Thank you very much. That is confirmation from Helsinki. That is in Finland. I think that is where Nokia phones are being made. That he wrote in from. We have Tochukwu's text from here. Tochukwu, we do apologize. You weren't able to get through today. Hello, Nnamdi, Mr. Ekpa, and the rest of the team. Well done for the great message of today. I decided to text as my call wasn't going through. Please, I would like to know how far the plan and fundraising for the project of getting our transmitter and the radio station where everyone in Biafra land can listen, because this, your message is one that people back home must listen to. I believe Igbo people have become too scared to question or to take action on things, and this radio station can change that tide. God bless. Thank you, Tochukwu, for your very kind, wonderful words. That is the type of words that keeps us going, that keeps encouraging us from all of you. This is from Odele. I'm sure this came into that as well. It's only among the Igbos you hear of Ezi Igbo of every corner outside the Boland. One reason they shamelessly went to Lagos for some change, like school boys. This is from Odele, giving it to them direct. The Radio Biafra listeners, we love all of you because you're very direct. You don't mince words. You go straight for the jugular, which is what we want. Because where we come from, Ndenanya has an Eziokwu Bondo. Once you have truth, you have life. And Upon Truth is Radio Biafra anchored. We are delighted to have all of you this evening. And we are saying that God will continue to enrich all of us, bless us, keep us, and guide us as we embark upon this monumental task of redeeming the honor, the glory, and the tarnished image of our people, which has been ground into the dust by criminal politicians. We thank you, whatever you are. God bless you, and we see you again 7 p.m. tomorrow. Tell everyone about Radio Biafra. Thank you, and good night from London. La 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 la
ekwono sonwe kuganya usonwe meganyo anya de lo tanka ile la de usonwe meganyo ufoda de lo tazina chuku dipo usonwe meganyo ufondo na tuzie kuomo Lele, la 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 la, lele la 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 la. Lele, la 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 la, la la la. Oh 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 oh. Yeah.